The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
Today was due to be the day that the GAA introduced their revised roadmap for the return to play, the safe return to play of all activity. They might have been waking up yesterday morning, planning today, thinking, God, we've dodged a bullet to a certain extent with the Dublin situation 1 week ago, that there wasn't a whole pile of political pressure or political outrage about the photos emerging from Inish Falls GAA club, and we can get on with things. But the Irish Independent this morning might have changed that. On the front and on the back of the newspaper, they are reporting about a latest breach from an inter-county squad. It is Monaghan, allegedly, this time. Garda probe into video of Monaghan GAA training session is the front of the Independent, and the back page is GAA vow to investigate claims of Farney breach. So Minister for Justice Helen McEntee was sent photos and videos, allegedly, of a training session taking place at the end of March, before the Dublin training session, and involving more players in the Dublin training session. 25 players and staff, coaching people in total. So it's a bigger group. It happened before Dublin, and it happened at Cordoff GAA Club, according to the allegations that are reported this morning. Shane Hannan of Monaghan joins us this morning. Are you shocked and appalled by what your countrymen have done to the roadmap, Shane?
Morning, Owen. It's a strange one. Look, it's when you see headlines like this, it's embarrassing. You look at your own counties day by day COVID figures, and Monaghan have been doing quite well in recent weeks, having been one of the worst counties affected. So you take a little bit of pride when you see your county doing quite well and helping to do their part. But when you see your county involved in something like this, it's a bit embarrassing, and it's frustrating, I think, as well for I guess the other GAA counties and clubs maybe who are taking this seriously and who are genuinely not training at the moment. So to see this headline is a bit frustrating today. And look, it was never going to be the Monaghan GAA Centre of Excellence that these lads were training at. That's just off the N2. And it's actually being used as a COVID testing centre here in Monaghan at the moment. But yeah, Cardiff Gales is kind of this hidden little hamlet close to Carrickmacross in South Monaghan. And this alleged breach that has been brought to the attention of the Minister for Justice is just going to set the GAA's return back. I mean, the April 19th has been mentioned. Larry McCarthy was on Red FM a number of days ago, and he was asked, I think, by Valerie Wheeler, what would another breach mean? And he said, well, it just would not be good. And I guess the general consensus is that another breach would lead to perhaps a delay to the April 19th return. So this is bad news generally.
The April 19th return, according to Monaghan GAA Chairman Declan Flanagan, is something that they have abided by. Now, he's come out and said the whole thing is news to me, and that the county had been holding fast before that April 19th return date. The Independent actually carry a statement from him, basically denying it, really, and denying any knowledge of this happening. He said, if it is of a Monaghan training session, I'm not aware of it, because we have been holding fast and going back to training. The Monaghan County Board have, and as far as I'm concerned, Monaghan GAA are not doing any training. And I'll tell you, there is very little activity on any pitch in Monaghan. So he's basically coming out and almost going as far as denying these. And we should say that they are allegations. We don't have photographic proof published in a national newspaper this morning, but it's undoubtedly a massive story here, Shane. And if there is photographic proof, maybe this explodes into something bigger if it's out in the public domain. But there's no guarantee that that happens, because this is being investigated privately. They're in the hands of the Gardaí at this point. According to the piece, that's where Helen McEntee has passed the photos and video footage on. She received a dossier and it's gone to the Gardaí. They'll be investigating this on a number of different levels. The 5 kilometre rule breach, as much as some people will disagree with that entire rule, does that come into fines that will be handed down to Monaghan? These are things that will have to be seen. Overall, again, the same thing goes to this time last week, which is the act of people training in a pitch maybe isn't that egregious. It's just the fact that GAA people feel that they don't need to abide by the rules sometimes, and that is the image problem that I felt would become a massive problem as a result of Dublin last week. And to be honest with you, I think that they actually not got by unharmed or unscathed from it, but I was certainly confident that the revised roadmap that was going to be rolled out today was going to be a little bit undisturbed by what had happened last week. However, another story coming out on the day of this roadmap coming out, I think that that puts the brakes on it a little bit, or it has a chance of putting the brakes on it a little bit, which would be hugely disappointing for everyone.
Yeah, and I think, like, I'm going to be very interested to see the reaction to this story today. A lot of people are upset that outdoor sport hasn't started in the country yet. But having said that, the numbers involved here in this alleged breach is that it's actually more than 25 people, according to the report, whether that's players, coaches, whatever. You know, if it emerges that this was an organised Monaghan training session organised by the manager, Seamus McEnany, then they need to come down hard. Monaghan GAA need to come down very hard on him. You know, Dublin set the precedent here with a 12-week ban for Desi Farrell. So if it's proven that this was the case and the video and images of this training session are corroborated, then 100% Seamus McEnany needs to be banned for 3 months at a minimum, because this is an embarrassing breach. And it's something that a lot of people are talking about, social solidarity at the moment. That seems to be one of the couple of the buzzwords going around. And this is a slap in the face to it. This is, you know, the impact this is going to have on people. It's not the fact that Monaghan GAA allegedly had a training session. It's that other people are going to look on and go, well, if those lads are training, why can't I meet three or four of my mates? Do you know? That's the impact that I'm worried about. That's the impact that I was worried about after the Dublin GAA story. Do you know, we're in the camera phone age, Owen, and for any county to think that there wasn't a strong chance that they'd be caught training, especially with a group of more than 25, that's a bit ridiculous. They're always going to get caught. There's always going to be someone. And look, it's Cardiff GAA pitch. It's Seamus McEnany's home club, as everyone knows. So this is a story that was undoubtedly going to come out. And the GAA are going to be absolutely fuming this morning. And you know, to see Declan Flanagan's comments from Monaghan GAA, one of his quotes was, "I'll tell you, there is very little activity on any pitch in Monaghan." Well, the point is, Declan, there's supposed to be no activity on any pitch in Monaghan. So there needs to be a strong and immediate response from the GAA. There needs to be a strong and immediate response from Monaghan GAA as well. It was Dublin that slapped the 12-week ban on Desi Farrell. That was for 9 players meeting up. This is an organised session, it appears, allegedly, of more than 25 people. So maybe it needs to be more than a 12-week ban for Seamus McEnany for this message to be hammered home to other counties. So I think they need to come down hard and fast on Monaghan. This needs to be punished, and it needs to be punished quick.
They're still investigating the Dublin situation, and I wonder, does this complicate that investigation a little bit? Because while the Dublin situation is maybe a bigger story, because of the fact that they're possibly the most famous bunch of Gaelic footballers to have ever laced boots, this is arguably, if the allegations are true, to be a worse story than Dublin with 25 players. Just optics-wise, it looks worse. There was the phrase, the Dublin situation was only lads kicking a ball around the park. I think I used that phrase myself last week, which you can get by with now. In fairness, there was a trainer with them. You can't really say it's lads kicking around a ball in a park when they've got an actual coach with them and it's very organised. So that was probably a little bit of a lackadaisical term on my part to kind of throw that around. But you can't really say that about more than 25 players / management at a GAA park in this case. No, so,
I can tell you for a fact that 25 members of the Monaghan senior panel do not live within 5 kilometres of Cardiff. I don't know if 25 people live within 5 kilometres of Cardiff. But it's one of those incidents. Like, I remember reading an interview with Seamus McEnany. I think it was towards the middle of February, and look, he was, I guess, speaking his frustration and venting his frustration at the fact that you know, GAA wasn't returning quicker than he hoped. And he's probably looking on at you know, the league, the upcoming league. Monaghan were in, you know, due to be in a group with Donegal, Tyrone and Armagh. He probably is fully aware that Tyrone and Armagh situation is different. You know, the vaccine situation in the north is rolling out much faster than here, as we know. So he probably wanted to get a march on those teams and have the Monaghan players conditioned right. But there's no excuse for it. Players can get conditioned by themselves. The situation is the same for all other counties in the Republic of Ireland. And it's one of those situations where you just have to be patient. I'm sure there are a lot of other counties being patient. Eamon Fitzmaurice was quoted on the Irish Examiner podcast, as we spoke about earlier during the week, that he thinks that he's fairly sure Kerry haven't returned, as one example, to training. So counties need to be patient here. They need to hold firm. And according to this report in the Irish Independent this morning, allegedly Monaghan haven't been holding firm. So this response needs to be fast, Owen. And it's just, you can understand frustration of managers. They want to get out with their players. They're sick of the Zoom sessions. They're sick of these, you know, sending them their individual, I guess, regimes that they have to complete and send back by video or whatever. We understand that, but that's not the point. It's the same for everyone. You know, Donny Buckley now is involved as the Monaghan senior coach. So if Banty gets a ban, I'm sure he'll have to take the training himself, as he would, you'd expect he would be anyway. But it's frustrating. You see, like, this is one of those stories that you just hoped wouldn't emerge between the Dublin story and today, the date that the GAA were supposed to announce their fixtures plan for the upcoming months. And it's happened. So Larry McCarthy is going to be tearing his hair out, I think, this morning.
Yeah, no, it is terrible timing for them, and it'll be interesting to see what actually happens. And it'd be interesting to know where the Dublin investigation is at the moment, because in many ways I kind of have of the opinion that the 12-week ban handed to Desi Farrell sort of snookers the GAA in a way. Like, what more can they do if they've already dished out similar bans to Cork and Down management? That maybe the smartest course of action here for Monaghan would be to get out in front of it and give that 12-week ban to Seamus McEnany and move on. Or hope to move on, is what I should say. So it'll be interesting to see if the Dublin and Monaghan scenarios now are met with a greater frown from Croke Park than, say, the Down and Cork situations. It's going to be something we're going to be covering here across the morning. We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can tweet us at Off the Ball or comment on the YouTube stream, as ever, if you want to get in touch. Neil Tracy at 7:42 this morning. How are you getting on?
The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.